Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. A little bit of a hoarse voice. Don't worry, but I'm doing fine. Just showing up like you do every day, small business owners. Dennis Kephart is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder and director, managing director at Identity Strategy Partners. She has really got a long credential on national security issues, cybersecurity issues, immigration security issues, which is what we're talking about. The caravan, the so-called assault, the invasion, I call it, an attempted invasion on America, that's going on down the border right now. Janice, when you mentioned earlier that the Mexican government was okay with them coming through their country, as it basically giving them a clean pass right through, because they thought, well, maybe the U.S. will let them in. The Obama administration would have let them just walk right over the border. But the Trump administration is not. And when Mexico found out, hey, wait a minute, those people are here, they're not. America's not going to let them in. We got to do something with them. They've kind of gotten excited down there now, haven't they?
Yeah, it's interesting because now what the president has done is he said, okay, you all, we'll let you apply for asylum, which he has no obligation to do. We'll let you do that. From another country, but you're going to have to wait a while. You're going to have to wait in Mexico. And I think it's starting to make the Mexican government a little bit antsy from what we're seeing in recent reports. Now, the Mexican government is starting to say they're going to deport people and they're arresting people, which, you know, they could have done.
And just this whole symbolism of what's going on right now, Janice, is what's going to stop this future, any future flows, any future caravans like this, right? I mean, in the future, assaults. This is getting back to those countries and letting them know, you know, this isn't, this little thing you're planning here for the next one is not going to work.
Yeah, I think that there will be that sort of effect. I think the Mexican government was playing a little bit of chicken with the U.S. government.
Right, I think so too.
And thought that I think that they thought they weren't. But, you know, I want to talk about the intention of the folks probably in that caravan and why they have gone through what they've gone through. I mean, these people have gone through quite a bit within this group of people, and they've taken a lot of risk. But why have they taken that risk? Well, if you look at our statistics, and, of course, they're not thinking about it from our statistics, they don't know this, but they certainly know from the traffickers and they know from family that have made it here. There is right now, if you do the statistics right now, based on last year in removal proceedings in the United States, 41% of those people claimed asylum. 89% of those claims were okayed by the court. So if you take the overall number and you guesstimate that there's 10,000 in that caravan,
right,
that would mean that 8,900 of them, almost 90% of them, would have a very high chance of getting their asylum claim approved. The other 10% might not even show up for court. Right now, about half of them don't show up for court anyway.
Right.
So if you come in this way, you have an extremely high percentage opportunity of staying in the United States. That itself is a huge incentive to take all the risk you do to do what these people are doing with their children and everything else.
Right.
So we have something broken here that we need to fix. We can't have 350 asylum officers with the definition of asylum today handling what is now up to over 100,000 asylum cases and adjudicating them. That doesn't work. And our immigration, our executive office of immigration review, the judges, we don't have enough of those either to deal with that. So either you need to change the number of the way the bureaucracy works, or you need to change the definition of asylum. But right now, the camel's back is broken on this whole asylum.
How would you change the definition?
Situation. you go back to what originally was.
Where would that originally? An agency, an executive order, Congress? Where is it? Where would it come from?
That's law. It's law, and it's international law, and it's U.S. law. It was changed by policy in the prior administration.
So if you change that policy from the Obama administration, would it go back to something more that would be more useful, more practical?
Well, yes, they have to rescind the regulations, some of the regulations as well. But,
a way to accomplish what you are recommending would be to do away with some of the things that the Obama administration put on the old law.
Yeah, there were a lot of very quietly executed executive orders in the prior administration.
Yeah.
There were more probably than this current administration. To date, there were a lot more. It's just that the prior president was extremely quiet about it. He didn't really want people to know what he was doing.
Right.
So there was an awful lot. And I was national security director.
He was actually talking out of both sides of his mouth. He was actually talking out of both sides of his mouth, wasn't he? He was talking one way and allowing things to happen the other way.
Well, he was talking that he was, he was talking that he was enforcing immigration, but in fact it wasn't.
He wasn't. That's my point. He was lying.
Yeah.
He was lying about it.
Hold on to that.
I call it like it is. What is your website, Janice?
Identitystrategy.com.
All right. And what about your music website? Folks, she's an amazing musician and songwriter. What's that song? What is that website?
JanetKephartMusic.info.
Folks, I'm just saying, go check it out. You probably like it. I just wanted you to know she's multifaceted, talented lady.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.